Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Achtung Law, broadcasting from the beautiful South Berlin. Accept no substitute.
Welcome, 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 dear listeners. Welcome to Riverside Stadium. For the visit of the Lions to Middlesbrough, we've journeyed far into the northern wastelands for this one. First away trip since pre-COVID. I think the last one I did was Sheffield Wednesday away, which I think was in February 2020, just before the whole kit and caboodle shut down. Your middle team today, dear listeners, Barton, goal, back three, keeper Hutchinson, Ballard, wing-backs Malone and Leonard, midfield two, I believe, Mitchell and Saville, Mason Bennett, Jed Wallace and Afobe up front. Lions come into today's game in ninth position, dear listeners. Just 1 point away from the top six, and alternatively, a couple of points away from the depths of the division. Look at it whichever way you want to. Half full, glass half empty. Lions will be kicking off the game, attacking the end where we are located. We're actually slightly on the side. Game is underway. It's like not quite a sky blue, it's more like a cross between a turquoise. Marine blue and early break as the 18 goes straight down the middle for Middlesbrough. This shot low, no power, taken nicely by Bart Bielkowski, almost straight under the cross from kickoff. Just 20 seconds on the clock, dear listeners. Yeah, my first away trip in a long, long time, dear listeners. Various reasons, obviously no football for a long period, but also had a bit of trouble last summer time, so this is a bit of an experiment. There's a ball in from the right from Bennett the Fobe, deep over the head of everybody, it falls to Mitchell, draws a foul on the left. I'm just wondering who that is at number 11. It is Scott Malone. He's had his hair dyed completely different colour now, it's like a strawberry blonde. Barnard Castle, funny little place. A bit like a 1950s ladybird depiction of a rural town. Quite nice. Big ruined castle, as the name would imply. Great for your eyesight, of course. Now here's Bower on the break down the middle of the 11. Great tackle. Fella. Wow, goal-saving tackle there. It's all goal, 4 minutes into the 4 minutes into the game. Begin to flags at the Middlesbrough home end. I presume there's an ultra group waving a red flag and a black and gold one. And there we are. That's the Lions' reaction to all that nonsense. London News Online reporting the Lions pretty much at full strength, which makes a change this season. Full strength squad. We're in a good place, says Gary Rowett, and that's going to make picking a squad incredibly hard. Just 18 spaces available from a full strength squad of what, 20 plus players. So one or two sad faces, no doubt, in amongst that group. wonder whether John Daddy's face is sad, who's not even making the under 23 side at the moment. He must surely be heading out the door come the January sales, dear listeners, I would think. I can't imagine what's in it for either side to remain, unless he's, you know, content to collect a packet, I suppose. Who wouldn't be? I might be. But then I'm not an elite top class footballer, nor is he. I love the lone voice walking round outside. Yeah, there's one bloke doing the monk chant, single-handed. I take my hat off to that kind of willingness to stand up and perform in front of others. There's Middlesbrough, left side of the attack. 14 minutes. They look dangerous when they come forward. There's a little jigging run down the left side that pulls over into Van Biel, headed home at the far post. We allowed the left-sided winger too much time and space. Ball was looped over the top of the six-yard box and headed in at the far post. 1-0 Middlesbrough. Taking forever to reform. How many times do I get to say that? We get a five of how many times do I say that in this podcast series? I'd be a millionaire. Living in the British Virgin Islands or the Caymans or some tax haven somewhere. Finally we get going again. Billy loses that midfield. Great con. 25 on the right side of the D. Ball inside. That's put wide, shot blocked by Bart Bielkowski, headed wide by the 25, 22 and a half minutes, Lions dodge a bullet. Oh dear. Long ball forwards, over the head of Mason Bennett. Oh, dodgy ball, it's just Bennett Afobe. Ball back, is trying to find Jed Wallace when Mason Bennett was the man inside the 6 yard box. Choice there by Bennett. Won't make him any more popular, will it, dear listeners? We'll do draw a free kick out of that little moment. 25 and a half minutes. There was a moment there where Afobe was free on the right side. A ball into the middle. But Bennett did have some with him. But the ball back to Jed Wallace was always going to be an ambitious one. It's going to be a right-sided free kick for Millwall. Jake Cooper forward, like Afobe forward, Hutchinson. In it comes, right side, just deep. That's headed back by Ballard. But Middlesbrough will bring away. A surging run down the left side. Malone will draw a yellow card for a little trip on the wall. No, nothing. I thought we kept him. As it is, Afobe's now released on the right side. A little moment of controversy there. The stadium clearly thinks that was a foul and a yellow card. I must admit I did, but we'll take it. This is Millwall now in possession, coming forwards. Jill Saville, Mason Bennett on the left side. He surges past his man into the box. Bennett Afobe. I need to see that again, bundled in from close. A Afobe shot seemed to rebound off the goalkeeper and into the net. Damn, listener! Borough players surrounding the referee. They're not happy. A Afobe's up and all right. Will they show it again on the replay? Let's have a look. Nothing yet. Afobe punching the air for the travelling support there, dear listeners. Middlesbrough player still remonstrating with the referee. I presume they're talking about the Scott Malone foul, not foul, to win that ball that made that move. But it's all gone now. Things have been a bit more even since that equaliser, but we have given them space and we have given them time. They've looked dangerous on the break. We've had a few crosses from right and left that have flashed across our the face of our goal, battered away by Bart. Good saves. Sheet grey skies above the floodlit stadium, dear listeners. It's grim up north. Rain is, you get a sense of rain in the air. No, no, it's been all right so far. No, no rain yet, but looking across the opposite side of the stadium to where we're located, it looks like rain is imminent.
Come on, get up, you silly clown!
There will be a minimum of 7 minutes at a time.
7 minutes? There's the half-time whistle. Millwall done well to get back into a game that had every chance of getting away from them. Middlesbrough have shown one or two dangerous moments. We've conceded a little bit of space to them for these moves down the left side. Lions' quality of passing at times not been great. But anyway, one all at the break, dear listeners.
Achtung, Millwall.
Here come the teams for the second half, dear listeners. Reading the comment on Twitter, it sounds like Bennett got away with one for the in the move for the goal. Hence the opprobrium heaped upon the referee as he left the field at the end of the first half by the Borough fans. Some you win, some you lose. I mean, many's the time that we haven't got away with stuff like that, so I'll take it when it's offered. The football cliche is that these things even themselves out over the season. I guess they do. Just looking at the sky above the floodlights, it went from sheet grey to slate grey now. I think rain is more than imminent up here in the cold wastes of Mordor. Away we go. Millwall attacking the I don't know the name of the end. There's a huge kind of shipyard crane arrangement behind one end of the stadium. It's built on literally riverside. I'm guessing it was once upon a time shipbuilding area, and you can still see bits and pieces of the industry that once sustained the area around it. As I say, it's located in a fairly sparse area. There's nothing else around, a lot of space between the university buildings that occupy the route up from the railway station. One or two pubs, but not much else. Anyway, Mill will be attacking that end. There's a banner, the 12th man end. Angels all over the world, whatever that means. Mason Bennett's going to a challenge, gone down injured afterwards in midfield. Notoriously prone to injury, of course. I like him when he's fit, but he does seem to take a knock very, very easily, Mason, doesn't he? We'll put the ball into play whilst our man gets some attention. Again, the quality of our balls forward has not been brilliant. Jake just punting the ball forwards to try and find a Phoebe, but it's over his head. About halfway inside the middle half is the 25. 53rd minute of the game, 25 in some space. Edge of the D, shot tipped over by Bart, that was on target. Good save, Bart Bielkowski. Again, 53 minutes, going to be a left-sided corner. They've shown a willingness to shoot from various angles, and Bart's been equal to it so far, listeners. I think he's wired, dear listeners. He's laying down the law as to what you can and can't do when you go and watch football. I remember going to see the ruts at Hammersmith Odeon back in the late 70s, and the bloke was doing something similar about getting people to dance. He wanted everyone to dance. Even though I think the ruts were support for the Clash, I think. Ruts DC, that was it. Ball spending a lot of time in the air at the moment, dear listeners. No real control exerted by anybody. There's a rather desolate looking club as I went past Middlesbrough railway station. Very closed. Called Club Bongo. Club Bongo. I wonder if Club Bongo's drummer is the man with the drum in the altar end. Club Bongo sounds like it could be in Casablanca, doesn't it? Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall. Sam Spade at Club Bongo. It looked shut, and it didn't look like I'd want to go there even if it was open. The Club Bongo drummer and Spade splashing out his insane rhythms, jazz inflected 4-4 time rhythms. We're just having a little drifty feeling at the moment, listeners. Whether that's been me being lulled into a false sense of drift, I don't know. We just seem to be lacking a bit of pep. Pizzazz. Some will say that's been all season, won't they? The snarks amongst us. The cynics. The naysayers. You know who you are. Crowd doing its best to get behind the lines for the last 13 minutes or so, plus any injury time. Won't be as much in the second half as that first half. There it is. Middlesbrough 1, Millwall 1. Probably a fair result. I think Middlesbrough probably had the better of the chances, such as they were in the, across the game. Not huge amounts to report from that second half, but that was... certainly a Millwall side that came to grind out a result, especially once Afobe left the pitch, which you could talk about. Overall, Lions will be happier with a point to go back down the A1, back to the big smoke. Thank you for listening, dear listeners. Hope you enjoyed my little field report. First one I've done for a long time, away match. I've enjoyed the game overall, but you'd always get a sense that Mill could have done a bit better with the opportunity that was presented to us. But there we are. Let's not be churlish. We'll be back in midweek, dear listeners, for the Bournemouth home game. So until then, thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone that came up, the 500, that came up the A1. And until midweek, it's arrivederci Millwall from me, Nick Hart. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Achtung, Mehlball.
So there we are, dear listeners, a little postscript for you. I've walked back to my car, sat down, maybe had a little chance to compose my thoughts as I've walked across the expanse of the Middlesbrough University campus. What to make of today's result? It was very Gary Rowerty. I've just used that word. I've composed a new word for the English language. The Oxford English Dictionary will feature Rowerty in future. And what is a Gary Rowerty result? I mean, taken on the surface, a 1-1 draw at Middlesbrough is historically not a bad result for Mill Football Club. But I think I am left with a sense of what if, because we really didn't show much in the way of attacking threat across the whole 90 minutes this afternoon, and especially, listeners, in that second half where, in truth, neither side really dominated, but you've got to say that Middlesbrough had the better of the chances, the more attacking play, certainly in the first half. They were coming down our flanks. They didn't do that so much in the second half, but I can recall a couple of long-range shots on target, which the Miracle Man batted away and kept us in the game. Probably about two or three good chances across the whole 90 minutes. Crosses from difficult angles that he's pushed out. Mill, by contrast, never really threatened much going forwards, and I think that's got to be a criticism. I know we're away from home. I know we're up against a resurgent Middlesbrough side under new manager Chris Wilder. They looked pretty good. So clearly he sent them out with a more attacking mentality than perhaps their league position implies. They're 14th. Don't know what they are at the moment. I've had a chance to look at the tables as I record this. But I think they'll get better. They'll do well under him. He's a decent manager, as we all know. But from our point of view, it was a Rowerty away point. Not a bad result. Wasn't the most exhilarating second half. Once Afobe, who has his critics online, I'm just looking at Tony Munday's comment about, I think I gave him credit for persistence for the goal, the equalising goal in the first half. We didn't get a replay inside the stadium, listeners, so it was very much written based on what I could recall of the incident, which seemed to be a kind of a rebound off of Afobe. Apparently it's credited as an own goal officially, Bamba, apparently, which I missed in real time.
It went in the net. I suppose that's fundamentally all that matters. It was a poor goal to concede to go behind initially. Defensive lapse, a kind of a scooped cross from the left, as I recall it, headed downwards and into the net at the far post. So, you know, an avoidable goal to concede, and shall we call it a stroke of luck? The move certainly sounds as though Bennett got away with one. I'm just thinking Graham, I think, online on Twitter, said that Bennett got away with one in that move. The Middlesbrough fans were irate, to say the least, with the referee as a consequence. Second half performance for me was all right, but not good enough. That's rowity. If you want a definition of my new word, rowity, it was all right, but not good enough. Both thoughts can be held in your head at the same time and both be true. Thank you to comment from Doug in Sweden. Just going to pick up on Doug's analysis. Can't complain with a draw, says Doug in Stockholm, but we didn't look convincing. Won't be surprised to see a red card, he says. It must have been sent in game. Jed and Saville so far missing in action. I agree we didn't do much connection going forwards, Doug. Cooper looked shot of confidence. Well, we've said that a few times. I thought he improved as the game went on. Ballard, Barton, Hutch playing well. Burrow will be upset, probably rightly. This is a second message. But man of the match as usual, with mentions from Malone and Hutch. I can't disagree with that analysis by Doug Hume out there in Sweden. But there we are, my first away game, listeners, since pre-COVID era. I'm sure it was Sheffield Wednesday away, which I think was in the February of the 2019. It was the last time I've been, 2020, the last time I've been anywhere. Good to get away. And driving home tomorrow, staying over tonight. So this will be a slightly, edited on the hoof tonight. I'm hoping to get it out before we take some rest tonight. So until the midweek show, dear listeners, huge thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the coverage of the 1-1 draw at the Riverside Stadium. And I'll be back after Wednesday night's home game versus AFC Bournemouth. So till then, it's arrivederci, Mill, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Aston Millwall. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a cheeky little review. Arrivederci, Millwall. Till next time.
Who do you want to watch?